Provincial officials recently announced $77,000 in funding for emergency preparedness in local communities. Chilliwack Kent MLA Kelly Padden said the province is investing a total of $2.7 million in communities across BC in training, recruitment and equipment for emergency situations. By helping local EOCs train, recruit and stock up on equipment now, we'll be better prepared for the upcoming wildfire season, Padden stated. For rural, remote and indigenous communities, this investment can make a huge difference when it comes time to address a local emergency. This funding comes through the Community Emergency Preparedness Fund, CEPF. It is locally distributed as follows. Harrison Hot Springs. Expanding Emergency Operations Center, EOC, capacity, $18,524. Kent. Equipment and training, $30,000. Seabird Island. 2024 training and equipment, $29,920. The province has invested a total of $369 million into the CEPF since its inception in 2017. More than $217 million has been invested in more than 1,900 projects, while $14.9 million has supported existing local EOCs. More than half this fund was distributed since December 2022 as the province ramps up its defense against climate change and natural disasters. Wildfire season began for Agassiz Harrison in March. As of publication, there have been 5 wildfires reported in the area, most of which burned between Agassiz and Harrison Mills near Mount Woodside.